Good morning.
Hello.
Hello.
Who's on?
This is Veronica from Toronto.
That's what I thought. Boy, you haven't been around lately, have you?
No, it depends on how I'm working.
Oh, good to hear your voice. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good, thank you.
Star's not on yet?
No, I think probably we're the earliest.
Oh, my.
I think she's on. She's just not saying anything. Hi, Nancy. Veronica.
How are you, Steve?
Awesome.
Good to hear your voice also.
Good to hear you.
Who else is on? Nobody else wants to say hello. Well, I sure wasn't expecting to do this, but hopefully Char will come back to us. How is everybody doing?
I'm doing well.
Anyone have any questions, thoughts, concerns? How's the program going for you, Veronica?
Actually pretty good. I'm not consistent, but, you know, I do my water, my sleep, and actually pretty good.
Uh-huh.
Yes, yes.
And you're following the advanced lifestyle for the most part?
Yes, yes.
Okay. Is your family following you with that, or are you on your own?
No, it's just my husband at home right now, and he's following it, and he's seen a big difference in his weight.
Uh-huh.
And he has much more energy.
Oh, my.
Yeah, and actually, we read the China study because I happened to hear about it on this program.
Oh, yeah, that's what started this whole thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you say you reread or just read?
We read, actually, and I'm rereading parts of it.
What we've been talking lately, that's a great idea.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
I don't know about you guys, but the first time I read it, I just wanted to get through it. And if somebody asked me a question specifically, I'm sure I could not answer it. Is Char on now?
I am. Good morning. I didn't leave you. I just went running and tried to grab a couple of things here. And anyway, thank you, Nancy. Thank you.
Welcome. We have Veronica and Steve who have spoken up, but there are other people who have beeped in also. So it's all yours.
Okay, thank you. Good morning, guys. Who else is with us this morning besides Veronica and Steve? Where's Veronica from?
Toronto.
Toronto. Oh, that's right. I should know that, remember that. Okay, and I know where Steve's from. Good morning. Somebody else just joined us. This is Char Rogers with Advanced Lifestyle.
Good morning. This is Lee.
Good morning, Lee. And someone else just joined us this morning.
Hi, Char. This is Dottie.
Good morning, Dottie. Did you get my email?
I did. Thank you so much. But I opened it up, and then I just couldn't have, I didn't have time because we're leaving tonight to go to Florida. So.
It's only 4.5 minutes. You can catch it when you get back.
Sure, for sure. Definitely, definitely. Thank you so much for sending that. I really, really appreciate it.
No problem.
That was my question to you. I thought you were leaving today, but not until tonight.
Yeah, I'm leaving this afternoon. Well, tonight. Yeah, we're supposed to leave at 7, so that's what my husband says. So that means about 9.
Your house sounds like mine. And you have that luxury of choosing the time when you're driving rather than flying.
Right.
You don't have that kind of pressure.
If you end up not being there on time, that's okay too, you know.
I know those feelings. There's always more to get done than you anticipate at the last minute.
Like packing.
Plus packing, right. Anyone else that's with us that would like to say hi this morning on this beautiful fall day that is getting brisker and brisker each day of the week as we go.
We're supposed to hit 80 over the weekend.
Oh, wow. Well, that's not brisk during the day, but it might be crisp at night, huh?
In the 50s, but I mean, you know, we've had some frost already some places, but yeah, from one extreme to the other, this is very unusual and very high for this time of year.
Well, they said frost here, too, but they changed it. Now it doesn't look like there's any chance of it, hopefully, so.
We have summer, and it's actually 98.
Ooh.
98.
106, and I even went over 100, and I think it lasts about another week. I'm not sure, but so we're having summer weather.
I would say be quiet, but when you start talking that high, I don't know that this time of the year especially I'm ready for that, so.
So it's making my plants grow that I planted late just to see if something would grow that late.
Oh, well, I got some of those. Mine are going slow, like peas that are just beginning to blossom. So we'll see. We'll see how long it lasts. Anyway, anybody else that's joined us that would like to, I'll say.
Good morning. This is Jeannie.
Good morning, Jeannie.
We're going to be in the 80s over the weekend.
Ooh.
That's exciting for us.
Yeah, it is. I mean, does that mean exciting cool or exciting warmer?
That's cooler.
That's
in fact, I had to put a jacket on this morning as I went for a little walk, so.
How cool
a light
was
jacket.
This morning, Jeannie, for your jacket?
What?
How cool was it this morning with your jacket?
Oh, I don't know. It's probably 68.
It's all relative, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
It is. And we're about 40, looks like about maybe 45 right now.
It's in the 50s here, and if I were to go walk, I would definitely wear shorts, a t-shirt, and that's it. And Jeannie's out there at 68 with probably long pants.
Well, I have shorts on and a tank top, and I put a light jacket on.
Oh, good.
Oh, I was thinking maybe you put your original Far Infrareds on, long johns.
Yeah.
Oh, dear. Comments or questions this morning to start off with so we don't miss anybody that has something on their mind.
Well, I'm just going to say it's good to hear everybody's voices, and I'm going to sign off. So you have a great day, everyone. Good weekend.
Well, thank you, Steve.
Thanks, Steve.
Thanks for all you do.
And thanks for all you guys do.
Hey, Steve.
Yes.
Are you still taping any of these calls?
Yeah, most of them.
You are? Okay, that's good to know.
I can't guarantee that I ever listen to them anymore, unfortunately, but I...
Okay,
I still...
but just so that we can tell people that they're there.
I figure it only takes me about maybe 10 minutes a day to do it, and...
Wow.
And it allows me to write off my... I do business work before I go to work and come home, so that allows me to write off my commuting time, so... It's worthwhile.
Well, thank you for that tip. That's a great idea for everybody else that's running out the door to work to think in terms of, you know, just participating in the call, putting in information and so forth would count the same. So, hey, great. Thank you. I never even thought about that.
You're
working. See, we miss some of those things sometimes. But thank you for the service, because a lot of people have commented to me, like when we travel and stuff come up, that I've never heard on the call, and they say, oh, I listened to the recording. So, again, make that public information, guys. And it's, is it still support, lifestylesupport.org?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay, that's what I thought you were using it on.
Yeah, lifestylesupport.org. So, everybody just have a great time. I appreciate you all, and go Neekin.
Thank you.
Bye.
Okay, comments or questions? That was a great way to start out, to know that we've got this recorded and it's available for... Oh, I hate that background noise. Sorry, guys. I'm making milk this morning because we ran out last night and Denny doesn't have it for his cereal, so that's my quiet little milk maker, but it's only a few seconds long. Can you guys all hear it in the background?
Not anymore.
I recognize
not anymore. Good. Okay. All right. Give you the opportunity. Comments or questions?
I have a comment. On the doctors yesterday, he talked about UTIs and bladder infections, and I heard something I've never, ever, ever heard before. The OBGYN said... older women get them more commonly because of estrogen levels decreasing.
Bladder infections and what?
Urinary tract infections.
Oh, okay.
Never heard that before in my life.
No, and I cannot attest to that at all, because I definitely had more when I was younger than I have ever. I mean, I haven't had that.
I can attest to that. I'm going to a urologist because the doctor thinks I'm getting too many bladder infections each year, and I'm 75, so...
It'd be something to bring up to him or her.
And what does he... Oh, you haven't gone to him yet, so...
I haven't gone to him, but my regular doctor thought, you know, more than three a year is too many. And so he's sending me to a urologist, because I get them about once every 2 months or so.
They also did a huge segment yesterday on overusing antibiotics.
And that was the reason they gave for the additional bladder infections?
Low estrogen levels. You know, as we go in and through menopause, our estrogen levels diminish.
Right, okay, so... All right, I'm sorry, you said that, and I still didn't pick it up for the first time. Anyway, no, that's very interesting.
I've never heard that one.
Well, that could be... I'm wondering if the antibiotics play any kind of a role in that also, because a lot of times as people get older, they're taking more medications, which might interfere with the natural body response of handling the bladder infections also. I would think that would be a logical conclusion.
They also had people on who live, like, in San Diego area, close to the border, you know, other areas that are close to the border of Mexico, who will go into a doctor and say, I want an antibiotic, and the doctor will brilliantly say, you don't need it, and they'll go across the border and get an antibiotic. And so, you know, this is, people don't realize the impact of all these antibiotics that they're taking, and, you know, there certainly has been enough in the press over the past however many years that that's not a good thing to do. And they also brought up that if you go, like, if you think you have strep throat, you're better off waiting until the third day to go. And interestingly, not strep throat, but other, you know, like if your kid has what you think is a bacterial infection, and they were talking more pediatric kids, and you wait until the third day to go in and the doctor does give you an antibiotic, after 2 days the kid feels better and you think that's what it is, well, the ER doc says usually what the kid has will last 5 days anyway, and then the kid feels better anyway. So, you know, it's like, it's not really the antibiotic that's doing it. It's the natural process of what the kid has. So, but it was an interesting program, and all this, there was a long, long segment that they did on antibiotics and the overuse of them and the bad effects of doing that.
Okay, that makes total sense.
Mm-hmm.
Makes total sense. You know, all of this is very logical. I've just wanted to follow through where Brenda was with the China study yesterday and looking at it, and my eyes fell on as I opened the book, and I don't even know what page she was on, so we could be overlapping, going back and forth in here, which really doesn't matter as long as it's something that is applicable. Two things. One was I got asked about, after taking antibiotics, a caregiver of a lady that was in the same, to my friend that does hair, one of her customers or clients, was asking her, Lee, my friend, what to do about the rebuilding the bacteria in the intestinal tract, and she had some acidophilus in a capsule that was along with other things, and I said, well, you can also just go get a bottle of acidophilus to help build it faster. And so we talked about that a little bit, and then another person brought up to me about looking for different ingredients in the processed foods that they were trying to avoid, and I said, casein also was one, and she looked at something she was using. She says, well, there's no casein in it, and my brain kind of wrapped around the fact that, yes, there was milk in it, and casein was a part of that, and I'm just looking at the bottom of page 6 in the cancer study, and if anybody wants to
highlight some of these things as I did, this was one that jumped out at me, and that's why I did remember it, but I couldn't give it a frame of reference. And here it says casein, which makes up 87% of the cow's milk protein, promoted all stages of the cancer process. And then it goes on, and then another sentence later, it says the safe proteins were from plants, including wheat and soy. So anytime you're getting dairy in something, you can rest assured, sorry, that's my machine beeping, I'm going to turn off again. Anytime you're getting milk, dairy milk, in products, you're getting that casein. And, of course, it's not going to be on the label because it is a part of that, of the milk, the largest part of it, 87%. So,
what page was that, Char?
That was the bottom of page six.
I mean, it's the China study.
The China study, the last paragraph, yes.
Okay. Would you mind, you Freudian slips called it the cancer study.
What did I say? The cancer,
study. A little Freudian slip there.
Yeah, it was. So I need, I really need to sit down and just take this and do what I did the first time, because by the time I get through it the second time, I'll probably have twice as much highlighted, because to me, that is something that should be well understood, and my goodness, what a powerful statement to people to be able to open that page. This is in the introduction of it. And I remember reading now those first few pages and just going, and I wasn't even started highlighting. I think that's, well, no, I've got a few things highlighted before that. But I remember reading those first few pages and saying, that's when I went to the photocopy machine and copied the foreword in the introduction, because I thought, my goodness, if this really is true, look what we're doing. So, and then it talks in there, too, later about the different promotion, the introduction. That's not the right word on the first one, or on the second one, introduction, not introduction, but it's the differences of the cellular process when these items are in our diet and when they're not there, when our diet is replaced with all plant-based. So, again, you guys, if you've got your book handy, that's the best thing to just pull out and point to something in there, because one of my friends told me day before yesterday when she called, she said something just in passing, and I gave my chickens to my neighbor, and I said, you gave your chickens to your neighbor? Does that mean you're not eating eggs anymore? And her name's Nancy also. And she said, yep, I started the China study. I wasn't very far, and that was the last egg I ate. And she had been doing what you would call vegetarian, but not, what we're doing, avoiding some of the other things. Don't think she was big on cheese and dairy, but she did have eggs in her diet and quite a few, because she had her own chickens, and she felt she was really doing good with that, so... Anyway, and her daughter followed suit, so I don't know how clean her daughter is as to our guidelines of the 5%, but anyway, that's where I was. Oh, on a side note, while I'm thinking of it as I look at my mini magnet here, if anybody's shopping for a new range, here's one to consider. When I was in, determined I was going to get gas, I also looked at what is it called an induction stovetop or range, either way. And what that means is it's magnetic. It's a magnetic stove. It's another way of calling it, another name for it. We saw them all over Japan. They were everywhere. I mean, that's the only thing they were demoing with. The chefs and the places where you could stand and watch them cook were induction hot plates. And so I started asking about this probably close to 2 years ago when I've been looking for a replacement for my Gen Air, which I would not recommend the glass top as far as performance if you do much cooking, because it's very, very slow. But and I'm not the only one that had that situation. I did my own little homework on it. But anyway, I was told that they had surfaced here in this country years ago. I remember hearing about them, 20, 30 years ago. And then I never heard anything more about them. So when I went looking, all I was being told was, we got one that's being made. It was being made by Viking, I believe. And it will be coming. Well, I asked and asked, and it was late in coming and so forth. Well, in Home Depot, there were two or three different ones. And so I walked over and I asked the gal, and she said, well, you do have to have limited cookware. And I could not remember exactly what she had told me. And then in a flyer yesterday, probably many of you have Tuesday mornings in your area.
Yeah.
Okay, in a flyer yesterday that I saw, there was an induction hot plate. Now, it wasn't the price of the $14.99 that I paid for the little electric ones, but it looked like what I had seen in Japan, and I don't remember the brand name on it. I don't have it written down. And I looked at it. It was actually, I can't remember, it was $2.99 or $3.99 regular price list. It was one or the other, and it was there for $149. And so on my way home, I called Home Depot and I said, tell me what you can use for cookware on that. I've forgotten and I'm still considering it. And they said you can use any pan that is magnetic of nature, and that means that if a magnet will stick to it, it's magnetic. And I thought, this is easy. And they said basically any of them that are not stainless steel or not glass or not aluminum. Well, aluminum I don't have anyway, but I've got a lot of stainless steel, of course. And I've got several other choices, and I do have glass or some of the ceramic ones that work really good on the glass top that I've got now. So I got my mini magnet out, and I started going around. Well, if anybody did what I did, make sure you don't just click it on the sides or the lid, but click it on the bottom, because guess what? Our cookware is magnetic, which means it should work beautiful, I haven't done it yet, on a magnetic or induction range or stove. And I also found that, and that has to be because of the layers of different materials in the making of the bottom of the pan, and you'll see when you look at it. I guess ours, you don't see a seam, do you? Some of them, yes, you do too. The bottom is a separate piece that is fastened to the sidewall, so the sidewalls don't hold it. And some stainless steel, obviously, it's going through that, and some stainless steel does hold it because of the interior design, and others don't. The Cuisinart did not hold the magnet. My pressure cooker that was more expensive than a regular pressure cooker, I bought it at the State Fair, and I know Jeannie has the same one, also has a magnetic bottom in it, which means I could can on it. And the enamelware, I can't never pronounce it. There's one made in Belgium and one made in France, and I've got the something starts with a C. Anybody know that? Jeannie, you probably know the pronunciation. C-R-U-E-S-E-T or something like that with the L-E in front of it.
Yeah, I don't know how to say it.
I get stuck every time.
Le Creuset, maybe.
Huh?
Le Creuset.
I think it's Le Creuset or...
That sort of sounds French, I don't know.
Yeah, okay, so something like that anyway. That is magnetic. The magnet will stick to that. And so easy to know whether it will work or not. But see, I would have ruled it out because he said not stainless steel. I would never have even tried it until my brain went a little further. So to make sure I make the right choice, I'm going to go down and pick one of those up today and try it. Because it's not as fast as gas, but much faster than electricity. It's an 1,800-watt hot plate. I think those other ones were, I can't remember now, 1,000 or 1,500. I can't remember what they were wattage. I'm sure they weren't 1,800.
So that would work well on your motor coach.
Pardon?
That would work well on your motor.
It would work well. I think they're much heavier than the electric ones, and I have even traveled with the little electric plates because sometimes when we're doing 2 or 3 weeks in a location where we're maybe not guaranteed of much of a kitchen, maybe just a microwave or something, then I can utilize a hot plate. I think these are too heavy to do that. I'll soon find out. But it, you know, it's, as I said, it's spendier. If it does not work to my expectations, it will go back. So I don't have any problem anymore. I've gotten that way in the last year. If something doesn't work the way it's supposed to, which I need to do a disclaimer on that replacement for a magic bullet at Bi-Mart when I gave you that $19.99 to $24.99 price range of the one that I thought I had discovered a great deal. Forget it, guys. It does not perform. So, sorry, Jeannie. Mine's going to go back. One of them's at the beach. I just packed it up yesterday. My trial, evidently, the first time was with just liquids with a little bit of something in it, and it did grind it up. But I had looked at the blades in it, and they were a different shape, and the bottom of where it grinds, where the blades are, was also very flat. Now, I'm saying these things only so that you can realize that a lot of knockoffs don't work the way the original did. Two things I did this last week that I put in there that were not satisfactory. One was making the tofu sour cream. I loaded it in. The cup was larger. The wattage was higher. There were two, three other things that attracted me to it besides the price. And I run it on the regular speed and then on the high speed, and I realized it was still all lumpy. It was not creamy, smooth, and silky like it had been before. And so I took it off and I scraped it down, which isn't as convenient because it makes a mess where the threads are. And put it back on and did it twice more, meaning that I scraped it down to, you know, a total of three times. And it was still all lumpy. And I thought, this isn't right. So my magic bullet was sitting there. I transferred it to that, and it worked beautifully in less than 10 seconds. I tapped it three times, and it was done. So the next morning, I'm making the pancakes where you slightly grind the or you turn the oats into oat flour, and I threw them in there, and again, there was whole oats, and then part of it was just powder. So I shook it around, turned it upside down while it was running like I do the bullet, turned it off. It's still that way. I did it the third time. It's still that way. Threw it in the magic bullet, and two taps down, like less than 10 seconds, it was all totally flour.
I think the blades are not long enough.
Exactly. They're not, they don't create the suction to pull the stuff down and in,
right,
just like the Vitamix does,
right,
compared to another blender. And so, you know, hey, Jeannie, I don't know where your nearest Bi-Mart is, but you have my permission to pack it up and get the room and play.
Okay.
I recommended it. I hope nobody else ran out and got it.
Well, I haven't tried it with a drink. I thought, well, you know, if we did a smoothie or something, it might.
Yes, I think that's probably what I was doing the first time would be satisfactory for that because you'd get the circulation in there and it would.
Yeah.
But, you know, I guess I should have been more critical of it and done my analogy the first time around, then I wouldn't have opened my mouth or I would have given you the recommendation. But how to look for things. And realize, especially if you've got one that's working, the other advantage to the bullet is it's much smaller to pack and lighter weight, and it's an easier to handle device when you're picking up the parts. I noticed that also. So, anyway, that's my take, my recall on what I said. So,
that's a good way to put it.
Did that bring up a comment or a question on something else that you guys would be more valuable to you than a great explanation or a long explanation?
I have a comment getting back to the China study.
Uh-huh.
Does anybody remember reading in there? Now, it's been well over a year since I read it. We've talked many times on this call about how the body, how cancer cells do not like an alkaline environment, and how what we do to our body affects it, whether it's the food we're eating or the water optimized that we're drinking. Does anyone remember seeing this in print in either the China study or somewhere else?
I know McDougall talks about that. He doesn't refer to it as much as what we probably do because it's been drilled into me, because that was my reason for getting into all of this anyway, was to help my sister-in-law find another way of dealing with the intestinal cancer. And I went to the internet and just looked at all those lists. There's one done by a couple that is very good, and she's got, let's put my fingers in here, as another source. Did you look up in the back under acidic?
No, Marty just asked me this last night. He actually, this is almost bizarre, his best friend growing up, I guess, moved to Florida towards the end of high school, and after he graduated from, I forget whether he said high school or college, he did go down and visit him and has not had contact with him since. So at his high school reunion this summer, a gal who Marty has also known all of his life and was very serious with this guy, told Marty that this guy is dying of cancer. So lo and behold, Marty called him yesterday, and they were on the phone for 20 or 30 minutes. And he said to me last night, you know, do you have anything that can help him? And he knows my feeling about water and the optimizer as far as lowering the acidity of the body. And then I said to him, send him the China study. Do you have anything in writing that I can send him? So he would definitely take lead on this one. You know, if there was something I could send him in print that would show him. Go ahead.
What about, I was thinking, you know, Char had mentioned a while ago she had made copies of the foreword and the introduction.
Of the China study?
Yeah, and as a, can we do that? I mean, I guess we can. But the foreword and the introduction is so great, and it catches the attention. I mean, that's what happened to me, too. I have the whole introduction just about underlined.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and highlight something in there that shows what you're putting in your mouth is doing.
Yeah, that talks about the casein just like a while ago, 87%
right.
Of cow's milk, and it promotes all stages of cancer.
Uh-huh. Now, interestingly, this guy had intended to go to the reunion, and that's when he was diagnosed, which was like July, I think it was.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and apparently I said, where is it? And he said, all over. So I have no idea where it started or what's going on or what his prognosis is, but it certainly can't be good.
Okay, here's one of my early ones, Nancy, and that great comment back on that, Jeannie.
Yeah,
because we forget the obvious sometimes when we've gone through it or I've gone through it.
I have thought of that one. Thanks, Jeannie.
This book is called Back to the House of Health, number 2. And I did it off the internet, and the authors are Shelley Redford Young, LMT, and then her husband's picture is on the cover also. It's a spiral-bound one. It's a really nice one with what I thought was over the edge on recipes back then. Again, this was long before the China study, like at least a year or about approximately a year, not quite a year before, I guess, when Ruth was encouraging me to revamp the food chart and identify the most alkaline items. And I said, well, we wouldn't be eating any protein because all the protein that's animal is highly acidic.
Mm-hmm.
And the subtitle on this, besides all the recipes on it, is Alkalize and Energize for Life. And I remember that jumping out at me because one of the books, there's the original volume and the number 2, and I think it was in the first one. I ordered them for my daughter-in-laws. I gave each one of them one, and then I went down and got the one of them back from Teresa because I didn't think she was using it, and it was the volume different than the one I'd ordered for myself because I didn't realize there was a difference. And their whole emphasis throughout this is to bring your body into a more alkaline state. And it says, one of the points, I'm just going to highlight a couple of them here, eliminate all foods that contain, now realizing that this is the way they eat, much more critical than the way we're eating, but is dealing, going the same direction. Eliminate all foods that contain moderate high levels of sugar, including high sugar fruits like apples, bananas, cherries, etc., which contain sugar, fructose. When such fruits are introduced into the yeast-ridden blood terrain, they can cause havoc. Other foods that should be eliminated from our diets are grains, such as wheat, rice, or oats, dairy, such as milk, cheese, yogurt, or ice cream, one of the major contributors to diabetes, processed sugar, sucrose, and starchy foods like potatoes and bread. That's why I said it's way extreme. Okay, so then limiting your carbohydrate intake. Wow, it even names, let's see, limit your carbohydrate intake to low carbohydrates such as spinach, parsley, broccoli, celery, cucumber. There's my celery for my youngest son. Cucumber. Leafy greens, seaweeds, grasses, low-sugar fruits like avocado, tomatillas, lemon, lime, red, and green peppers, low-sugar grapefruit. The citrus is really high in this category, all of them. These foods can be eaten freely, lemons being the most alkaline now. That's my add-on to that because I remember that from this. Now, then they go down, well, there's a whole bunch, and then, but number 4 point, I'll skip number 3, number 4 point is hydrate with alkaline water that has a pH of 8 or above, or at least 1 liter per 30 pounds of weight. This would also include fresh green juices or water with 1 teaspoon of concentrated green powder. They're really big on green powder.
So
barley is perfect.
Dude.
15 drops of sodium chloride. I'm not going to go there. So anyway, this whole book emphasizes this, and they do have some fish. They've got a house that they've built like a food triangle pyramid, and they've got some fats that they're using moderately, but the basis of it is the greens, and then it goes up into low-sugar fruits, vegetables, seeds, nuts. At the top, there is tofu and hummus on one side. At the very peak is fish, and they give you like 3 or 4 kinds. And also the grains are up there, and desserts are up there very sparingly, and snacks. So it's not that far off. Now, this to me would be if someone was dealing with a very critical situation, or at least in part. Now, I'm not saying I'd follow this gospel truth like I would McDougal's after going through his, but it's, oh, this whole chapter is on acid alkaline, Nancy, on page 14.
They're not eating a lot of food there.
When you really look at it, you are. There is a tremendous amount of choices, but compared to what we're doing, they're cutting way back on grains. And McDougall also advises the grains are your entree and not, I mean, I get into them like a comfort food, and they're sprinkled too much throughout, or the high starch foods. Like last night, I'll admit, we had corn, and we also had we had fresh corn on the cob. We also had a dish that was that had rice in it.
But you're not.
So last night, garbanzos in it. So I doubled up on the starch, and I could have had a little less starch and definitely more greens.
But you're not going to do that every night, Char.
Right. No, well, I've done it too much. That's what I'm admitting to. It's too easy for me to use the beans, the legumes, the potatoes, the corn, and have them. water's going in. It doesn't just across the board drop it. I don't think it would be as high as an 8, quite frankly, but then again, I could be wrong. So.
I wonder how you get it up to that.
I know there's drops. I'm not sure that the original Pymag drops might not help do that. That would be a good question, except I think they're still available in Europe, but not. I've got my stash of them, a few, but I don't use them daily, but when we're traveling, I do.
I very clearly said to Marty after this brief discussion, because it was late, I said, why do you think I switched a year and a half ago to the way I'm eating? I said, it has nothing to do with the scale. Then why do you weigh yourself every day? I said, I don't ever want to have to make a decision with cancer in my body.
No, and like was said the other day, when you've got anything or you think you might even have anything going on, how easy, it was Brenda that said it so well, that how easy it would it be to really, really clean up your act knowing what you know now and eliminate or just fine-tune, we could say, what we know should be happening or would be then. The other thing you can do is just go in and Google on the internet. It's nice. It's lovely to have it in a book form to go through. I much prefer that to sitting on the computer and reading all this. But where I started was reading the articles. The pH miracle is another one. I think that was one. I'm trying to think. I think that was written by Dr. Young. It was acknowledged in here. Someplace, if I can find the statement. The pH miracle, yeah.
Yes, it was written by Dr. Young.
Yes, thank you. Yes, pH miracle. And that's in my library also because that's one that I used at the very, very beginning when I started this. And my
is there a first name on this Young?
Yes, Robert Young.
Is that MD?
Huh?
MD, do you think?
No, he's a naturopath, I believe. Now I'm looking for it because now it's... Hers is jolly, but... Robert O. Young, PhD. What's DSC? Capital D, period, S, capital, small C, period.
Doctor of Science.
Huh?
Doctor of Science?
Doctor of Science, could be. Anyway, young couple... at least in the book, and the copyright date on this one is 2003, and it definitely, when I was picking it up, I remember it really held its price well on half.com.
Thank you.
2003, yep. Okay, lots of recipes. Again, on a critical situation, it would just back being stricter on some of the stuff and better balanced than what I do on a daily basis.
I really appreciate all this input, and I hope.
And I pulled some really great recipes out of here, also. I think this is where I got my bean soup recipe. That's done with white beans.
Shaw?
Yes.
On those drops, I mean, I still have some of those drops that we used to have a long time ago. Now, when you travel with it, what do you put the drops into?
My water.
Oh, if you get water at a restaurant?
Yeah, if I'm sitting at a restaurant and I haven't taken my bottle in, I've got the drops in my purse, and I put two or three in my glass of water to make it, that was the number one water product in Europe.
I know, I've had it, and I've never really used it. It wasn't really explained a lot, I think, when
no,
it was.
No, that's the issue. That is the issue, guys, with a product that doesn't move. It's not because it's not a good product. It's that we haven't done our homework. The company can't give us all the stuff that they discover about these products because it would be making medical claims if they did. And we've got to get in research. And that brings me to one other point, and that is the way it is advertised and the way I'm hearing it, if you guys want a Kenko Wave, you better get it. Because it did say closeout on it, and I don't know where it's going to be, and I don't believe they're revamping it. at this point. That's my gut level feeling, not science, okay? So if you want one of them, it's not because it doesn't work. It's got a medical classification attached to it. It's because we have not marketed it. We have not marketed it. We fall back onto the magnetics and use them. Ruth is just animate about the Kenko wave as far as the number of times she gets results with it and uses it, and fast. And so if you want one, now's the time to pick it up. So that's all I know about it. But it is lack of education. The same thing is true on the drops. I remember our youngest son sitting here at the counter, and he had a canker sore in his mouth. And I was raving on about the Pymag drops, and he goes, well, let's just see. And he took it, and he put a drop on his canker sore, and he goes, I cannot believe this. It is gone. It is.
Wow.
I cannot feel it at all. And it was really irritating him. And I said, oh, my goodness. Now, what it is, it's a high concentration of minerals, for one thing, but it does change the pH level also.
Huh. So anybody who has anything going on in their mouth.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, that, at least that's what I would recommend. You know, I don't have anything in print that says that. Now, there's probably a bunch of testimonies on the wellness consultant
resource
CD. I like to get this around backwards. That you could, you know, look up still. But we have got absolutely phenomenal products, and to me, this is the reason for this call is education. We go all over the board. I realize that. I never give people a chance to talk.
So one thing on the mouth. I fell across this a number of years ago. When I have something going on in my mouth, I immediately put some jade under my tongue. I've had my right lower quadrant for, gosh, Jeannie, this goes back to when we were doing Pathfinders. What is that, 3-4 years ago? And if I put some under my 99% of the time, the pain goes away.
Well, I had, when I went to bed night before last, not last night, and I realized it last night when I was going to bed, night before last, I could feel my tongue felt like I was ready to develop a crop of canker sores again. And I didn't do anything. I just crawled under the comforter and pulled it up around my neck like I normally do when the weather's dropping, temperature-wise. And guess what? I realized last night, none of them, no signs of any of it was there. And this is what it's always been for me with the comforter. What was it? I don't know. It could have been what I had been eating, a little bit too heavy on the acidic line, or it could have been the things I'm thinking about that I want to get done over the next week. Less now, so we're over our time. We got to go. Anybody have any last-minute comments?
Good call. I really appreciate everybody's input. Thank you so much.
Well, I thank all of you. All of you. So we're up to another weekend, and guess what? We've got a chance to make a difference. We've got a chance to change the direction of where our bodies could be going if we didn't make the accomplishments and just hone in a little bit more. But the most important thing, besides what we do for ourselves, is putting out the information to other people. So take every opportunity, or make the opportunities, and be aggressive. We can plant lots of seeds. We don't have to see all the results, and we'll never know them anyway. Not on this earth, guys. So make it a great weekend.
Dottie, have a safe trip.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. I will. Can't wait.
Enjoy.
Bye-bye.
We'll see you on Monday.
Have a good weekend, everybody.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.